We're back!
Yay! Jazz hands.
Our self-esteem significantly improved this week after me and Aaron went on a holiday and found that we had a request for another podcast.
We're back out of our early retirement to give the people what they want.
Yeah, well, I've been to Dorset, which if anyone's living in America or other parts of the world, Dorset is this very quiet area of England where not much happens. There's more sheep than people. So I haven't had much human contact for the last week, so my talking skills have gone somewhat downhill.
We found him trying to put on his hoodie backwards, and the hood was over his face.
Disastrous. Then the stairs.
He just kept walking into the bottom one.
Walking into the bottom stair?
Yeah, he just couldn't.
How did he do that?
Well, he kept walking.
You forget to lift your foot.
He didn't lift his feet at all.
Right, so in Dorset they don't have stairs either, is that what you're trying to say?
No, this is when we got back. When I got back from Dorset.
I find it kind of sickening, this personal attack on Dorsetians.
Dorsetians.
The fact that you're saying that makes it an attack.
Yeah,
it wasn't an attack.
It was an attack.
No, it's not an attack on the people, it's an attack on the... it's not really
the infrastructure of Dorset.
Well, it should be an attack on the people. I hate them.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
We apologise to any Dorsetians out there. It's a lovely county.
Is it meant to be Dorsetians? Is that the word?
Well, you find Dorset? A better word.
Dorset.
That isn't offensive.
struggling to think of
we
one.
We could maybe just call them people, maybe.
It's a bit of a hazy area you're going into.
Is Dorset anywhere near Swanage? I swear it is.
They're quite near, yeah. Wait, we've been to Dorset a few times. Great Dorset Steam Fair.
Oh,
we should do a special from there.
Ooh,
in the
Great
summer.
Dorset Steam
Big
Fair.
Big shout out to anyone who's ever been to the Great
Steam
Dorset
FM,
Steam Fair.
Best radio station there is.
We do love you.
It's a fun thing. go to the Great Dorset Steam Fair, usually August bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. We should go this year definitely and do a special.
Coincides with Reading, I think.
Yeah. We'll also be doing a special from Reading, won't we?
Oh no!
Probably recorded on like one
from
one person's dictaphone.
No, what we do is we wait until there's like a really angry crowd. We jump onto the stage and just like start doing a podcast there and get a lot of people to fight off the security. So that way it'll just end up on YouTube and we just take it from there. Instead of having to do this recording session.
So you're saying we just come up on stage and have a conversation?
We're relying on a few things there. A, that we have enough fans to fight off the security.
Oh, we will.
And B, by coincidence, they'll all be there.
Sam, well, it can be arranged.
Did we not receive an email from Podomatic saying that people had requested for more podcasts?
Yeah, I was helping African children and I've got pulled out of retirement. This is my retirement plan. I was going to do some good in the world. With all the money we've earned from this podcast.
Yeah.
And then I was going to kind of live a leisurely life. But no, the people wouldn't let us.
Yeah, Bill Gates is doing that.
Yeah, he's trying to cure disease, isn't he, in the third
world. He's only got 50 million left, poor man.
And he's only giving his children 20 million each. Because he doesn't want to spoil them. It's a shame, really.
Yeah. Bill Gates, what a man.
What other news has there been? Aaron and I are going to Norway in the summer.
Norway?
On an expedition, it should be quite good.
I'm going to Kavos.
It's a polar opposite holidays there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to Norway, we're doing a bit of a challenge.
Worldly challenge, not naming any companies there.
Yeah. I'm going to a hotel that's next door to a nightclub, and several reviews have said they've come back to the room with ants crawling over everything.
Ants. That is, like, up there in the three things that you don't want to come back to.
I don't know. I think there's some pretty bad stuff you wouldn't
What else?
Wild animal of some sort.
Ants are pretty wild.
Tiger or something.
A vermin.
That'd be awesome.
Or lion. Bear. Bear would be... Polar bear would be weird in Kavos. I've raised so many questions.
You're escaped polar bear. Are we talking about... Can we separate vermin, like cockroaches and mice and things, from wild animals? Or are we just lumping them all together?
Just anything. What's the worst thing to come back to?
I think a naked man just wearing your clothes.
Is that the best you can think
of? Oh god, think about
a naked person whose sex you cannot identify, despite the fact that they are naked.
A naked man wearing a dressing gown tied in the loosest fashion. That would be.
Sort of like displaying a bit too much, but not enough to.
Yeah, and then the tie is just covering.
And it's like just about to break.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
And he's sort of arms slung back, hips driven.
Yeah, you want to close the door really gently so another breeze doesn't do it.
You like that. You like that. With his finger in his belly button.
Oh. I wouldn't mind that.
And you can't see his other hand.
I wouldn't mind that. I think it's just a matter of opinion.
You're smelling your boxes with one hand.
What, in his hand, like, you can't, other hand you can't see?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's pretty, well, other things would be pretty bad to come back to.
Someone you didn't think would come with you getting out of your suitcase.
Your parents?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be pretty bad.
Rain. Rain inside a room. That would just be... That would just be
what, the
really
roof is
wind.
Gone?
No, just a rain cloud. It made no sense.
Or to find just one item from the room, like, stuck on the ceiling, like, to the bedside table, upside down, perfectly, like, stuff stuck on.
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, but it'd be really unhelpful.
Fair enough.
Or a team of, like, Bulgarian
so it'd be pretty bad.
Wrestlers.
Because it's obviously someone had switched off the air conditioning.
Right.
Opened the windows so that the sun was directly coming into the room. And then just left, like, 30 pints of milk sort of open all day.
So I go out clubbing at night, get back at, like, 6 in the morning, just completely,
Then they've got some sort of clever contraption, which means when you walk in, you trip a wire, and then, like, it pulls all the bottles of milk all over
the
possessions.
It just pulls into, like, the centre of the room.
You know what else would be really bad? A jar, a mystery jar of an unlabeled substance. Just left there.
What would you do with it? I'd pretend to drink it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but then there was also you see like spillage around on your bed and stuff, like, around the joints. That would be pretty bad. Just a mystery substance.
No. What if it's a good mystery substance?
I don't think there are many good mystery substances.
Oh, yeah, talking of mystery substances, we went to the a curry last night. Well, Aaron and Ollie didn't, but I went for a curry last night with a few other friends. And it was £6.99 for a whole meal, which is just quite cheap. So American dollars, what's that? It's going to be about $10, $11.
Yeah, something around that.
Maybe a bit less. Anyway, and on the menu it said chicken curry and then meat curry. It was nil specific of what the meat was.
Spider meat. Spider farms. With the spiders like a field.
Well, also, you know, me and Ollie have just come back from the land of frogs. France.
France.
Do you know that they eat snails there?
Yeah, they also eat frogs.
There's something else that you don't know about the French and something else that they eat.
Sea urchins.
What was your experience of sea urchins?
Well, basically, it looks awful. Smells like salty fart. So then you just like, okay.
So you get, there's this bowl in the buffet. For these spiky things, they're really spiky.
Yeah.
And they've got like pink stuff on the inside of them. So, scoop one out, pop it in the up onto the plate, walk back to the table, you tell the rest.
Well, there we were with a few other people who were also on holiday there. So, Ollie, I, and an acquaintance each got a bit of this sea urchin on a fork. And we just went for it.
Bottoms up.
It was easy to get down, but
did it?
The aftertaste was no amount of anything would.
I was out drinking afterwards, and every time I burped, I could taste it again. It was the most awful, awful thing.
I had a nice lasagna at a seaside restaurant in Dorset.
You know how much I love lasagna.
It was a good lasagna. Aaron and I have a thing for lasagna. Not a sexual thing, just a.
Well, it's bordering.
How can you both pronounce it differently then?
Lasagna,
same thing.
Lasagna.
I had a pretty good lasagna as well on holiday. It was pretty good.
A French lasagna. I'd
didn't have the right structure for a lasagna, because I like mine to be a bit solid, you know. Yeah. So you could take a scoop and it won't just smush.
Well, yeah, mine was quite thick. I mean, it was verging on too thick, but they put too much cheese on top. I didn't like that. And it wasn't crusty cheese, it was like all stringy. I wasn't pleased with the cheese, but the rest of it was quite good.
I like when they have breadcrumbs on top.
And it was served with chips. And I do not like my lasagna served with chips. It's
I'm
just
not
too,
particularly
too
fond
much.
Of lasagna.
I'm one of people. Silence.
I don't really like lasagna that much.
Yeah, we slid it past when you said you didn't like it, you didn't want to have it every day. But now...
I'd have it every day.
If I could, then it would be everything.
Although it'd have to be a different lasagna every day. The magic thing about lasagna is no two lasagnas are ever the same.
Yeah, he's got a point. I've had lasagna made by the same person twice, and it doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, it's good food.
One may be slightly better than the
although
other.
Although I don't like chips with it, because it's just too much. I'm one of these people that has to eat everything on their plate. So if someone serves me up a pile of chips and a lasagna, I just have to eat it all. It was too much. It wasn't enjoyable. Mm. Well, the lasagna was enjoyable, but the full feeling afterwards wasn't. Anyway, we're now 10 and a bit minutes in.
Wait, do you have any lasagna in your house, then? But once
I doubt it. We could make some.
No.
In the 14-second break that's going to come up,
right, we're going to make some lasagna in the 14-second break. We'll see you back. Bye-bye. Welcome back. We didn't make lasagna in the break. 14 seconds is a push.
It was a good attempt. But
good attempt. A bit really messy. Well. Children are crying.
Bit raw.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, we've got an apology to issue. Well, my fault,
saddens
really.
Saddens us deeply.
It saddens us. It's the Bossa Lounger medium break isn't 14 seconds. It's 13 seconds.
Well, I can't believe you said that.
I'm so sorry.
We apologise to everyone who's been misled.
Yeah. For anyone that's been carefully analysing our...
And it just doesn't add up because they take 14 seconds at a time.
We're so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's off my chest now.
I feel much better.
Right, okay, I'm hoping we can start again, listeners. We wipe the slate clean.
In other news, Star Wars is on yesterday. Again.
I didn't manage to see it because I was travelling back. It was disappointing.
I was at the gym again. And the Star Wars was on.
Pumping your guns?
You were watching Star Wars in the gym.
Although, I think if you... It's a stupid phrase. I think if you actually took a gun to the gym, and you'd play the police, the police would be called pretty quickly, I think. I don't know. You'd make the newspaper.
Making the local newspaper.
A man walks into gym with gun after taking pumping your guns too literally. See, if everyone took all these phrases literally, the world would just be such a weird place to live in.
You know, some people get addicted to going to the gym.
Yeah. I can see. I mean, it's kind of just—it's a relaxing thing. It's
like, I just need to clarify that Jim is not a man that Sam likes to visit.
Oh yeah,
it is a place. It's an exercise place.
Also,
G Y M, not J I.
He's referring to him as like an object, as in the gym, like he's a boy toy or something.
Yeah, the gym.
I'm going to go see
anonymous man. I don't know if he's called Jim, but we call him the Jim.
Yeah. The big Jim.
The big Jim.
Doesn't really leave a lot to me.
Something we want to talk about this week. Right, I'm not unhygienic. I'm not a dirty person. I do brush my teeth. That's what I'm saying.
Very rarely,
occasionally. I just hate brushing my teeth. It's just
it
a horrible
is really
thing
it's a do. Bad chore. But it's a lesser of two evils. Either waking up with that horrible feeling,
in your teeth. I don't know. It's just boring. What do you do?
I know. There should someone needs to invent something to do in the time where you brush your teeth. That's all you gotta do.
I've had an idea. Alright, it's what you always have a mirror you brush your teeth in.
Yeah, well, I guess most of the time.
Well, in front of the sink,
sometimes you have a cheek, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. You could have like in the top left hand corner of the mirror, you could have like a sort of a section that was a TV. And then, so yeah, you have the little section at the top, and then you could watch TV, or you could have like a news update, a 2-minute news update. Because you know they say you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, but then I never know how long 2 minutes is.
Yeah, I suppose a news update, because you can't really start anything.
You can have a 2-minute news update sort of in the corner, and then you could watch it, and you'd be like, hey,
it's the news.
Well, I'm brushing my teeth.
That'd be pretty good. I do like to listen to the news. Here's the thing.
Pardon me.
Well, that's loud. Anyone's looking at the wave format, you'll see a massive spike where Captain Helpful
sneezed. Don't be afraid, that was just Ollie sneezing. But yeah. Do you brush your teeth before breakfast or after breakfast?
20 minutes after breakfast. You know they say you're not supposed to brush teeth too soon after eating because something about the sugars on your teeth and then...
It's all about before breakfast. Don't have to worry about that at all.
Well, no, but then you've eaten and it's like, say you have Marmite or you go for sort of like...
No, but you know that horrible feeling in your mouth you get when you wake up? Yeah. That you're eating all the stuff that's been...
It doesn't matter, it just gets digested.
Well, I'll tell you what I hate more than anything, even more than... Ollie hates the Dorset people, is that I have an electric toothbrush, right?
Ooh.
And if anyone's got an electric toothbrush, they'll know that they're astoundingly useless if they haven't got any charge, because the brushes are really soft. So
you could just kind of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then the brushes are too soft, you can't do anything with it. And then, so you go to brush your teeth, and then you turn on the electric toothbrush, and it starts off, and it's sort of like, well, okay, this is low-powered, but I suppose it'll get me through the 2 minutes. And then it stops, and then you're left with the awkward situation where you haven't brushed your teeth properly because the toothbrush has stopped working, and you can't do it without the electric power because it's useless. It's like brushing your teeth with, like, I don't know.
That's why I have two toothbrushes.
A wet towel or something.
You have two toothbrushes?
Oh, yeah, we have two as well.
But I've got, like...
Two, there's four of us, so we share them. Well, not, no, no.
Oh!
No, coming out now.
No, we have, we share the electric part of it.
What else do you share?
You know, you can take off the head of
share
it.
Share clothes, Sam.
You can take off the brush bit, and then you can put a different one on.
Share toilet paper.
I choose to wear the skirt. It's not because it belongs to someone else.
No, I have two toothbrushes. I've got an electric one, and I've got, like, a little... One of those ones that's a semi-electric one. Where it's like vibrates.
I don't understand them. Apparently, it's supposed to break.
I'm not sure if it's just a gimmick and it's just. But they seem quite good.
I love a good old fashioned stick with some reeds on the end.
a twig.
Pretty much a twig.
Like, you know, when you get those old fashioned sort of broomsticks where there's just a piece of wood and then like loads of hay tied to the end. It's just
pretty
like
much
that,
a toothbrush.
A smaller version.
Old fashioned, you know. It worked for them.
How would that do anything apart from like cut the gums to shreds?
Toughen up your gums.
Fair enough.
I use a wire scaler.
It's just Aaron's gums, like massive. Like, look, you can see them like
bulky.
From the outside of his mouth.
Bulky gums.
Scarred grin.
So it happens, you've got to brush your teeth before breakfast as well. I don't see why you wouldn't. It makes so much sense.
Because you're about to eat. You get sugar on your mouth and
stuff. I'm sorry, I don't eat a bowl of pure sugar for breakfast.
That's my favourite. Just chuck a load of sugar into the bowl, pour milk on, and then chew thoroughly.
Also, cereal is better dry.
No, Aaron. Milk.
Oh.
Cereal is designed to have milk on it.
That is why, when you see...
Then why doesn't it come with milk in the packet, then?
Because that would be disgusting. You know what happens?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Have you seen
disgusting.
What happens if you leave a bowl of cereal for 3 days?
Yeah, we have.
It's not nice.
What happens is it just gets a bit stale because I don't put milk in my cereal.
When me and Aaron went to Spain over the summer holiday, we didn't clean the house very much. And the living room was basically full of bowls of cereal that were just like in various stages of decomposition. And I managed to put my foot in one at least once every day.
Yeah, that's why. Another advantage to having dry cereal.
When you put your foot in it. But you can't eat it afterwards. Well, you could.
I beg to differ.
You could brush your teeth afterwards, it'd be fine.
Crunches them up nicely.
Oh, he's got you there. See, he's sipped in the little teeth brushing thing.
Teeth brushing? You brush your teeth before cereal.
What about the orange juice, Aaron? Do you ever have orange juice breakfast?
No.
I have a challenge. You go home, brush your teeth.
Try to enjoy orange juice.
Try to enjoy a glass of orange juice.
I don't drink orange juice at breakfast. Cereal, milk on the side. Cereal. I like milk. I like cereal.
Wait, the other thing, you know, there's the rumour about if you drink milk and orange juice, it like curdles in your stomach or something and makes you sick. Almost every morning I have a bowl of cereal which has milk in it and then a glass of orange juice with it, and I'm never sick, so I have a challenge for anyone out there. Ollie, I don't know, obviously you can't see this because we're not videoing it, but Ollie's just taking the sock off.
Also, playing ankle socks. What's up with that?
Alright, I'll finish off my challenge. If someone can successfully make themselves sick by drinking a... Aaron just threw a sock at me.
It was my sock.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you can film yourself, stop film yourself drinking a glass of milk and orange juice and then throwing up violently afterwards, we'd love to see that clip.
Please put your socks on.
Probably if it had monkeys in it.
Yeah.
Monkey viral videos are greater than other monkey viral videos.
Put your socks on, please.
Yeah, maybe we can, maybe the person that requested for us to do another podcast could send us that video.
Yeah, whoever you are.
We do love you so much.
And now we're playing with socks.
Wait, if they're making a request, I would like to make a request, which is, can Ollie and Aaron please put their socks back on?
I just had this sudden urge to get my feet out.
Obviously, this is really bad for the listeners, because obviously they can't see this, but Aaron's taken the sock off and then sort of tied it round his foot.
Socks on.
We haven't been having much intellectual conversation today, have we?
Sock.
Yeah, we've just been like, taking off items of clothing.
Please, we're gonna go for a 13-second break.
Oh,
see you afterwards, and I'm gonna try and get Ollie and Aaron to put their socks back on because I'm starting to feel rather nauseous.
Never.
Nauseated.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What up to all the homies? Dedication. Stepping out with the boys on the street. Gonna get ourselves some meat. I was born in the ghetto. For breakfast, my mum gave me a stiletto heel from a boyfriend, Shaquille. He was pretty cool, smoked weed all day.
Went out to buy an orange. Oh crap, nothing rhymes with orange.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
That was so awesome.
That was awful.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
I was trying to think of words that rhymed. The only word I could think of was orange. And then realised nothing rhymed with orange.
I think the stiletto thing was a bit of a masterpiece.
Yeah. Don't yeah, you? About that.
What?
It was just, you know...
Yeah, I mean, to sort of point of information, as you'd say in a debate. A stiletto you can't eat for breakfast.
Yeah. That was my main
Sorry
theory.
To burst your bubble.
No, the kind of thing that was supposed to be was like, if it's so like rough and tough and things, that they have to eat stilettos. Clothing for breakfast.
Then you've got nothing to wear.
Yeah. What? I am a rap god, okay? I've produced an album with Timbaland. Please let me know who that is.
Yeah, I do know who Timbaland is. I just find it hard to believe.
Why?
Because... you know, so clothing wears, you know, Timberlands.
I'm the notorious SMALL, and that's a very smart rap joke for anyone out there.
Yeah, I followed. You're going to get shot at some point, Harley.
I know. I'm going to go down.
Gunned down in the streets.
That's the way I want to go.
By the Dorset people.
By the Dorsetians.
Dorset massive.
I think it's time to go west.
No, west side. Well, because we're like east, we're no, close no, to the east of the UK.
That's not what I was hinting at.
Yeah, Ollie, surely. You don't understand. Oh. What's the one Captain thing, the one feature again. We've put in the last two podcasts?
Ah, yes.
And,
okay.
And where and is, if you where is west the USA from England? Yeah. Where is that in relationship?
I thought we were going to have like a little West Coast, East Coast rap feud.
No.
Fine. Right, let's go.
Have you heard anyone from the West Coast rap?
Fine, let's pay Cletus a visit then.
All right. Well, we're going to see Joe and Cletus. We're going to go and make ourselves a coffee while Joe Cletus and Connor Wilson takes the stage for a bit.
Yeah. See you soon. Hey, Connor Wilson, I've got a crime to report.
Oh, yeah?
Someone's gone and stole my shoes.
Someone gone and stole your shoes.
My shoes, right off my feet.
Ah, reminds me of the year. The year was 1848, and there was a long bout of shoes being gone stolen.
Everyone's shoes gone stoned.
Oh, and, no. Yeah, we went out into the forest with shotguns. But you see, we had no bullets because there was the economic crisis of 1848. So we were using our shotguns as these here clubs. And we found this little creature known as a shoe gone stoler. And we clubbed it to death. And we got everyone's shoes back.
So, shall we go out and think that the shoe gone stole?
Well, I can't think of what it would do, because we killed it, you see, with our mighty fine club.
So this is the undead? This is the devil's work?
I think it's the devil's work.
Hey, Cletus, what do you think of this here story?
I think it's a pretty cool story about a shoe gone stolen.
Maybe you should get one of those fancy things that the people in the top hats wear.
Yeah, or a moving picture.
Moving pictures, tell a story. Hey, Cletus, why are you wearing two pairs of shoes?
I found another pair in your house.
In my house?
But with your wife.
Martha, get the shotgun. I'll deal with you later.
Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion of the two-part episode Who Gone Stole My Shoes.
I can't believe we're moving into two parters now.
Well, it's big. We've got to keep them on
the
air.
Be feature films soon. Well, feature-length podcasts.
Yeah.
Or Cletus and Joe's adventures.
Feature-length podcast.
How funny. You realise things like the Mighty Boosh started as a radio show and then gradually moved on
If we did a sketch show, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, it'd just be us, angering just different people.
We could have a theme tune as well. What do you think it would be like?
Like that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but you think we could put some lyrics in it?
Maybe. Well, we'll write
a get another rap going.
Mighty douche. Do you get it?
I do get it. It's not very funny, though.
I think it's pretty funny.
The purple boosh.
Purple boosh.
Just the purple.
The purple
hair sketch. Dye. You're doing it wrong.
What?
What?
Because it's a boosh. And it's purple.
Oh.
You know?
Well, if you wanted your hair to be purple, then what would it be done wrong?
Why would you get it done down there purple?
I don't know. Fine. Excitement.
Also, you'd have to stay naked for ages while it dried.
I don't think we should be thinking about the logistics of this.
Well, I've tried it. I'm going to tell people about it.
Good egg, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. There's a word we'd like to introduce, Aaron.
More of a phrase. Just good egg. We're trying to get this used in common air. It's going to be the next meh or...
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's like a replacement for by Jove.
Yeah. Like, when something shocks you. When Joe realised that his shoes were missing, he would have gone... Good egg.
Good egg. What's happening?
Well, he wouldn't really, because he isn't the right kind of person to say that.
Yeah. But, you know, like, a posh old man would say, good egg.
Yes.
Also, to say, like, you know, after a fine shot in cricket, good egg. Good egg.
Well, smashing swing.
Yeah, so tell all your friends, good egg is the next thing. Start saying. You've got to be ahead of the curve.
We haven't had a very intellectual podcast, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, we'll spur some, you know, like, theories about everything.
Various things.
Yeah, we'll just put them out there.
And in other news, whilst me and Aaron were on holiday...
In an alpine town.
We decided to run 200 metres in swimming trunks.
Through the snow.
Outdoors.
That was pretty fun, yeah.
As opposed to indoor snow, obviously.
Yeah.
Because you do get indoors.
Onto the flawless plan! Yeah, if you go somewhere cold, and then you go somewhere slightly warmer, that place is going to feel really warm. So yeah, do it.
Walk in silence while the jig finishes. And there we go.
There you go. Feature crammed.
Oh, this is awful, awful feature cramming in the second half of this podcast. We don't need to include everything.
Yes, we do. That's the whole idea of a feature. It features every week in our podcast.
No matter how pointless.
Podcast. Oh yeah, we haven't apologised for the fact that we weren't.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we kind of did.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we're sorry anyway if we have or haven't said that. But, you know, you just didn't have the time, really.
No.
But next time, we're not gonna miss anything.
Wait, if we're keeping these features regular, does that mean we get to do a rap every week?
I don't know, that was a one-off. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Well, if anyone emails in whether they like it or not, we could include it next week, although... We don't give them any emails.
Or someone could write us a rap and we'll do it.
Yeah, if someone wants to write us a rap, we'll happen to perform it, as long as it's slightly clean.
Or if you've got any ideas for the next Cletus and Joe.
Bear in mind that we will do pretty much anything if anyone emails us.
Yeah, we're so lonely.
Just don't be spam, please.
No more spam.
Yeah, other than that, please do. So, thepurple@hotmail.co.uk.
Or thepurple.tumblr.com, except our Tumblr skills or our Tumblr.
They've dwindled for the last week or so.
Tell all your friends.
Yep, all of them, if you have any.
If you don't, make just up some friends and tell them.
Yep.
Or just shout it at people in the street.
Yep, they'll love it.
They will.
And
we'll see you next week. Yeah, you're away this week, but you'll be back for the weekend, won't you?
Yeah.
And
we'll be here.
See you next week.
Stay classy.
Adios.